we're back.
You're on listening to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. It turns out, I guess he only had an hour. I thought he was going to be on for the full two, but that's what I thought he said in the email, but that's fine. I was glad to get that. Very interesting. I didn't want to push the issue for obvious reasons. You don't want to be, you know, rude to your guest or insult them or make them feel uncomfortable. You know, I'd like to have them back again sometime, maybe. You know, I raised the problem with the hijacker list. And all he said was, oh, yeah, well, there's clearly problems. There's problems. But in any case, and he goes back to his blowback thing. I felt like saying, well, yeah, since there are problems, why do you believe it? There's no evidence, guys, of any hijackers on any of those planes. I mean, his argument is legitimate. Yeah, we have, you know, ticked off the Arab world for decades and given them reason to want to attack us. So, you know, the question is not, however, did they have reason to attack us? The question is, were they capable of attacking us? Were they actually the ones who attacked us? That's the question. And, you know, does the evidence support that? No, it doesn't. He's just going by, you know, we gave them reason to want to do it. Well, yeah, but that doesn't in and of itself prove. I mean, Columbo always looked for the motive first. But then from there, he had to gather the evidence. And if he couldn't get the evidence, then his premise was not correct. You know, and who had a better motive, though, than the Arab world being ticked off at the way we've treated them? Who had a better motive other than the Bush regime itself? They're the ones that gained from the attacks. You know, if it was done by the Arabs, you know, did they benefit? How did they benefit? Two Arab countries have been bombed into oblivion and they've been turned into a hell on earth. You've got the drug industry booming again in Afghanistan. Now they've got a new drug industry starting up in Iraq. You know, it's just chaotic over there. It's total pandemonium. Depleted uranium dumped all over the place. How could any Arab group, regardless how radical or fanatical or nutso, possibly, you know, have called 9/11 a success and say that they gained from it? No, they didn't. That's the whole point. You know, if you want to strike back at the great Satan, there's other ways of doing it that are going to be more effective. Something like that, again, it just gets you bombed into oblivion. You know, get your buddies in Saudi Arabia, bin Laden, his own family members, to stop trading in oil and stop being bed buddies to the Bush family. Man, I applaud him for his books. They're great. You know, they're really good books. I recommend them. But like Chomsky, you know, they back away. They shy away. They stop short of admitting what, you know, it's kind of like they deny with the right side of their mouth what they admit with their left. Like yesterday's guest, you know, God bless him. I like John Perkins, but, you know, he was saying, oh, I don't see any conspiracy here. And yet when you quote to him stuff like what David Rockefeller said, where he admits that he's a conspirator for world government and he's proud of that fact. Oh, well, yeah, clearly at the top they know. Well, of course, that's the whole point. If they know at the top, if they're doing it on purpose, that is a flippin' conspiracy. Ah! These guys, I just want to bang my head against the wall. They're just afraid of that untouchable, naughty word. You know, they'll talk about everything they say in their books, you know, is conspiracy, conspiracy, conspiracy. But they don't want to use the word. I mean, it's like talking about, you know, yeah, I found the guy's weapon. It had his fingerprints on it. We checked his hands, and he had gunpowder all over him. His muddy shoe tracks were all over the floor. He chewed a piece of gum and spit it in the trash. We got his saliva and his teeth imprints in the gum. But he's not a murderer. I mean, that's what these guys are doing. No conspiracy. All the elements are there, sure, and they're doing this stuff, but it's not a conspiracy. Yeah, whatever. We'll be right back, and that's not a conspiracy.
A
Attention gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Well, overall, you know, he was an interesting guest. Like I said, he's got good information in his books. He does talk, in fact, I didn't even get around to that. I wanted to bring up, you know, the PNAC document, Project of the New American Century, Rebuilding America's Defenses, which he cites in his book, you know. I wanted to get him to elaborate on that a little bit. You know, doesn't he see in that an admission that they wanted? Well, I think he did say that. He agreed that they, you know, it looks like they, what is called the lie hop hypothesis, that they let it happen. I think he was at least willing to consent to that, but certainly not, you know, that they made it happen, which is astonishing because, you know, again, he talks about the military-industrial complex and how the, you know, our budget, military budget is higher than all other federal budgets combined. As a matter of fact, it's bigger than all other military budgets around the planet combined. And yet, and, you know, we talked about Operation Northwoods. He knows about that, how they planned a similar scenario back in 1962, similar to 9/11. But yet, 9/11 itself, he just can't bring himself around to... I don't know, guys. I bang my head against the wall, man. I just don't know. I think he's afraid he's going to be labeled as an academic heretic. So, isn't it astonishing that, you know... Yeah, Bush lied us into war. which caused the deaths of more Americans than what died on 9/11. That's permissible somehow. But you can't say that they would stage something like 9/11 itself. Well, what's the difference? If they can lie us into war that's caused more deaths than what died on 9/11, why not orchestrate something like 9/11? Why not admit that they have the lack of scruples to do that so that they can engage in their war-waging fun in the first place? I don't know. If somebody can figure that out, call in. I'd like to hear from you. I've never been able to figure that out. I don't get it, why people just shy away. They fall short of taking it to that extent, but really it's not much of a jump to go from lying us into a war to saying that they would stage a phony terrorist attack so they can justify, you know, their war waging games. It's not a big jump, guys. Anyway, if you do want to call in, 1-800-313-9443. Any comments about the guest or anything else I'll be talking about the next hour? I'm going to be going over some important news items. Just drop me a line if you like. I'm going to be going back. Like I said yesterday, covered some news yesterday. I've fallen so far behind here in the news that I'm actually going back several weeks here because there's a lot of important articles that have come out that I wanted to comment on. This one came out, about a month ago about layoff plans. In fact, the name of the article is Layoff Plans Soar. Job reduction announcements by major U.S. corporations soared by 44% to 70,672 actual jobs in April after falling to an eight-month low in March. So, again, this ties in yesterday with what we were talking about, you know, about the dwindling economy and record number of foreclosures on mortgages. And, you know, it's not good. You just heard Chalmers Johnson talking about the same thing. You know, this economy's in a big mess. The dollar is dropping against the euro. Major investors around the world, including U.S. investors, are pulling away from the dollar, guys. Well, let's face it. It's not just that they foresee something coming. They're planning this. They're planning it coming. Here's another one. This is from Wired News. Army squeezes soldier blogs maybe to death. Talking about how, and by the way, this was just after a 60 Minutes show had come out about a month ago, where they interviewed some U.S. soldiers in Iraq. Talking about what a nightmare it is over there and how we need to get out of there. We don't belong there. It's not serving our national interests. This war's a big mistake. And, you know, Iraq is just a nightmare, both for them and the Iraqis, that they fear for their lives, the Iraqis fear for theirs, and we've not done anything good over there, not accomplished anything. Well, lo and behold, within a day or two after that airing of that show, this article came out, Army Squeezing Soldier Blogs. Now, that's interesting. You know, it shouldn't surprise us that the Army would block their access to certain news websites. We know that's gone on. They don't want the soldiers to hear what's happening other than what they're telling them is happening in the world. They don't want, you know, they're afraid it's going to be a mutiny of some kind. You know, the soldiers aren't going to go and fight anymore when they realize what a sham government we have and the problems it's creating around the world. But, guys, this goes beyond that. This article here is talking about blocking soldiers from posting stuff on blog sites. So, you know, there's a fear here, not only of them, of our soldiers in Iraq getting information they don't want them to have, but they don't want us getting information from the soldiers. In fact, I'd venture to say that's probably more what they're concerned about at this point, especially in the wake of that 60 Minutes show. They don't want American public finding out firsthand from the soldiers that are actually over there fighting what a complete stenching fraud this whole war is and what a nightmare it is over there and how the Iraqis aren't happy that we're there. They're not greeting us as heroes anymore. They see us as occupiers, and they want us to heck out. So there you go. That's more of their concern, the news that soldiers can be bringing out of Iraq rather than the news that's getting into our soldiers in Iraq. Another article from Raw Story last month, new detainees show Bush has no plans to close Guantanamo Bay. Well, Surprise, surprise. I just saw an article. I didn't get where this was, but Bush was giving a talk the past day or so at some high school, I guess, well, somewhere here in the U.S. I'm not sure where it was. I just read like the first line or two, and then the commercial ended. But it's about Bush being confronted by some high school students calling him to task on the torture fiasco. Wow. Hats off to those high school students, eh? That's cool. They were drilling him. They're not impressed. They want it to stop. Even high school students are seeing through this, guys. Well, actually, that shouldn't surprise us. The youth usually a little more open-minded and scrupled, unfortunately, than many adults who are supposed to know better and be more educated. I guess that's usually how it works. You know, I think of people like Luke Rakowski. What is he, 20, 21 or something? You know, basically just out of high school, young kid. And he's doing more about confronting these scum, these sellout treasonists, than what most middle-aged and senior adults are doing. In fact, he is doing more than what all of them are doing. I don't see anybody confronting Zbigniew Brzezinski or the Secret Service. You know, he's going right up in their face. He was up there in Hampshire a week or two ago, you know, supporting the Browns, filming what was going on up there. We need more people like that, and it looks like it's going to come from young people. You know, they're the ones that have the courage, I guess you could say. Or maybe they're so young that they don't, maybe it's ignorance, I don't know. No, they genuinely have courage. They know what they're up against. Luke is very well informed. He knows about the globalist agenda. And he doesn't fear for his life, folks. He gets right in their face. You got to admire people like that. I just hope more and more come forward. He is part of a network down there. There are quite a few others like him, men as well as women, that are doing this stuff. So, you know, all the power to him. Some great stuff has been coming out of their efforts. Something you want to... By the way, any listeners, if you're in the New York area, they gather every day at Ground Zero. Every Saturday at Ground Zero to put up their banners, 9/11 with an inside job banners. So, yeah, if you're able to get over there and lend support, it's a great, noble effort. They're waking a lot of people up. They're handing out tons of pamphlets, DVDs, you name it. And speaking of 9/11 with an inside job, that's the name of our discussion forum on Pal Talk. It's actually a voice and or type chat forum. Just go to paltalk.com, download the free software, and you're off and running. You can join our room, 9/11 with an inside job. Runs 24/7. In fact, it's open right now. We're piping the show into the room, and you can join our discussions. Very interesting stuff. You're going to find information on there that you're not likely to find too many other places. We got people that come in from all around the world. We get all kinds of interesting perspectives. We get some regular attendees from Britain, Australia, people from the Arab Muslim world, the Middle East, and it is very interesting to get their perspective. You know, to hear what foreigners are saying firsthand, what they're seeing, what they're hearing going on. It's quite refreshing when you realize that, you know, our media is lying to us. We're not getting anything of substance, nothing truthful coming out of those liars. Anyway, another article. This one is called CFR Warns of False Flag Attack to Ignite Iran War. Again, this goes back about a month ago, this is very interesting. Council on Foreign Relations warns about false flag attack to ignite Iran war. Think about it. You know, isn't this stuff designed to give the impression that the CFR are our friends and that they're warning us about this evil and out-of-control Bush regime that's planning a fake attack? Zbigniew Brzezinski did the same thing. And anybody who falls for it just shows the lack of attention span they have. Zbigniew Brzezinski is the one who called for a massive, widely perceived, direct external threat so that we could go into Eurasia, i.e. Afghanistan, and steal its oil. And, of course, the same with the CFR, which Brzezinski, by the way, is a member of. Stick with us, folks, and be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. And we've got a caller, Alan from Kansas. You with us, Alan?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. You hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. What's on your mind?
Good. Well, I want to go back to this question, 9/11, and people will want to say, well, you know, somebody just let it happen and it was a mistake. You know, if that is true, we're talking about negligence, and because of their crime, we're talking about criminal negligence. And I want to know, where is a criminal negligent trial of somebody that criminally negligently allowed 19 people with weapons to board four different aircraft? Because they already had security at the time. They're not supposed to let this happen.
Right.
And
I mean, that's the best you can say about this is criminal negligence, just like Katrina.
Okay, now, if you have a criminally negligent trial, then the defendant in that is going to require proof of the crime. You see where I'm going?
Yeah.
This may be a key to open up this can of worms. Charge somebody with being criminally negligent for allowing this to happen. And they're going to have to defend themselves, and that will open it up and say, well, where is the crime? Prove that the crime happened.
Well, you know, this is what David Hawken is working on doing. I've had him on the show in the past. He's up in Canada. He's working in conjunction with several others. In fact, he's got quite a network he's built. But he's going on that very premises. You know, he's showing all the profiteering that went on, and of course, this profiteering began before 9/11, you know, the insider trading and whatnot. So that shows foreknowledge. you know, so he's going on that basis. You know, you don't even have to look at the events of 9/11. Forget that. Just show that they were planning to invest in these companies that took a hit after 9/11, putting put options, and that's all the proof you need right there.
Well, I'm saying that if I were a victim having standing in this situation, someone that's supposed to have people on the aircraft or whatever, I would go after the ones that were checking at the airports that's supposed to make sure no weapons got on board the airplanes. I'd be going after those people, even though I would hate to do it because I think they're totally innocent. But at the same time, in their defense, it would have to open up the truth of the matter that, no, 19 people could not have got on the airplanes. That did not happen.
Yeah, exactly.
See what I'm
saying? Well, you know, that would open a big can of worms because now they'd have to present, you know, the surveillance camera footage. Of course, there is none that shows Arabs.
Yes.
You know, it's just ridiculous.
Yes.
And the fact that that isn't being done.
Well,
I mean, who doesn't know this? There's no pictures. Nobody's pushing for this. We're dealing with a conspiracy that does involve... Initially, it didn't involve that many people, but now it involves thousands and thousands of people who know something's wrong by now and are not saying anything because of, you know, whatever, fear of their jobs, their lives.
Well, I'm thinking that we're maybe trying to make the point the hard way, and that because we do have enough people that say, well, yeah... It was an accident. They let it happen. They were negligent. They were stupid. Even that in the stupidity, that's criminal stupidity.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so I'm saying, okay, so let's have that trial. Let's have an O.J. Simpson style open to the public. Everybody's got the cameras on a trial and prove the case that somebody was criminally negligent for allowing this to happen and not some blind guy that was in jail at the time this happened. Not that trial, you know, hidden behind the curtains. But this thing in the open where we're going to say, well, this person allowed, you know, four or five people to get on an aircraft they were supposed to be protecting with weapons, and here's her trial.
Yeah, if you're interested or anybody else listening, I believe his website is hawkscafe.com or .org. But, you know, if you wanted to get in on this and participate and give support whatever way you can, yeah, I think he's onto something good here. Of course, that's one of many lawsuits that have been filed. Who knows if any of them are ever going to get anywhere?
Well,
there's been so much, so many barricades put in the path of those filing these suits. You know, it doesn't look likely that they're going to go. At least not while they're in power. Maybe later. Who knows? But
well,
as you might imagine, they got it rigged.
I'm thinking instead of going after the political people and the ones that we think were masterminds and like that, if we go after the ones that were standing there at the gate that's supposed to be the security, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
And I would hate to do that because I really think they're totally innocent. I'd hate to put
them
through this.
Yeah, they're low on the totem pole. And, right.
But at the same time, if we do
that... Well, you
know,
it might get them to stop talking. I don't know anything, but I was told to keep shut, you know, keep my mouth shut by, and then you can...
Absolutely. Somebody in an investigation.
Well, you know who I'd like to get is the people who worked in the underground ground control facility on Long Island. It's called the Bat Cave. This was covered in the New York Times. They got together and were passing a handheld tape recorder around the morning of 9/11, recounting the events as they unfolded, as they saw them and heard them. And they were planning on holding on to that tape, apparently, until after Bush was out of office and then release it. Well, an FAA controller got wind of this, came into the room and grabbed the tape, tore it to shreds, and continued to walk through the building, dumping pieces of the tape into different trash cans so nobody could put them together, splice them back together. I'd like to get those people in a trial like that and have them testify exactly what it was they were recording on that tape.
Well, and then you might think, you know, if something is being, particularly in today's age, but even 10 years ago, if something is being recorded in one place, tell me there's not a recording backing that up somewhere else.
Oh, sure.
See what I'm saying? But
well, it's a fact that they have a bunch of 9/11 related documents, recordings,
sure.
Videos, you know, locked up in a warehouse somewhere that was being held for the Silverstein trial. They'll probably never see the light of day. There's still WTC debris, too, that's locked away in the Kennedy Airport. Tell you what, stay there, and we'll pick it up after the commercial break.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Steve in Louisiana waiting, but before we go to him, Alan in Kansas, you still there? Did you have any more comments you wanted to make, or...
Well, I'm still there, and I think I'm ready to let you go and go on about your business, and I thank you for your time. All I'm saying is that, and this may not even have to go to trial. It may be in pretrial depositions and fact-finding. There will be enough opened up there that people can say, well, you know, we don't have enough fact in this to even take somebody to trial on criminal negligence, and that would say a whole lot right there.
Yeah, I agree. We can only hope that between the... couple, you know, two dozen or so lawsuits that have been filed, that something is going to come out of this and that these monkeys aren't going to walk away scot-free with their mass murdering enterprise that they've been engaging in, not just in Iraq, of course, I mean, in after 9/11, but in Iraq and the, you know, Katrina, and I mean, their crimes just go on and on.
Yes, and I thank you for your time.
Yeah, thanks for your call, Alan. Call anytime. Okay, we're going to go to Steve in Louisiana. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Yeah, Charlie.
Hey.
Hey, I heard you say of something, and I didn't quite understand what you said. You said something like paltalk.com?
Yeah, P-A-L, pal, like buddy.
Oh, pal.
Yeah.
Paltalk.com.
Right.
And that's a, like where they talk about 9/11 inside job.
Oh, well, there's all kinds of rooms, all kinds of subjects, but, yeah, ours is called 9/11 was an inside job. And when you download the software... you got a pen or a pencil or something?
Well, that's what I'm right now. Just tell me what it is I need to do.
okay, when you download it, you know, it takes you into the forum. There's three tabs on the top. One is chat rooms. You just click chat rooms, and then underneath you'll see three icons. The one to the right, rooms, is the one you click, and another window will open up.
Okay.
And then in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see adult content. You want to turn that on.
Okay.
We try to keep it clean, but sometimes neocons come in there and get people upset, and we can't resist the temptation but to curse at them.
Okay.
So just turn that on. And then from there, on the left, there's a whole list of different topics. Click on social issues.
Okay.
And then to the right of that, you'll see subheadings. One is human rights. Click on that.
Okay.
And then you'll see the second from the top. 9/11 was an inside job. There's 42 people in there right now.
Okay.
They're actually playing the show as we speak.
Oh, they are?
In that room, yeah. But, then, you know, after the show, we'll be in there rapping and sharing and yelling at neocons, you know.
Okay.
They don't come into the room very much anymore because I think they know that, you know, they can't defend the official story. It's garbage. And they know that we're too well informed. They're not going to fool anybody. So they don't really come around too much anymore.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been doing a lot of research myself. And I was curious about this guy. And then you go on the Internet, this is something called Power Down and Trade Center Weekend Before 9/11.
Yeah, that was ordered by Securicom, the company Bush's brother was the head of.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a couple of things that come to mind. There's a guy, I think his name is Scott. He's in back in England now, though. Forbes, I think.
Oh, Scott Forbes, yeah, right. He talks about the hearing the drills and the dragging of heavy equipment and, sure.
Yeah, there's some guy.
William Rodriguez said the same thing.
Yeah, William Rodriguez, and there's a woman that's a carpenter that also was injured. You know,
yeah, she was interviewed by, who was it, Tom Brokaw.
Right, and
a bomb go off. And
oh, right, sure. No, they're saying the bombs went off before the planes hit.
Yeah, I've heard that. They definitely were going off long before the towers came down. There's no question about that.
Well, William said that he could tell. He's been in the building for 20 years.
Yeah.
He can tell when something's from the top of the tower and the bottom of the tower.
Yeah.
And he said there was an explosion. In fact, a guy by the name of Felipe David came out after that, and his skin was peeled off from the explosion.
Right.
And there's actually he goes and he visits his friend in the hospital with his family and his, you know, wife and kids, and they can still see the burns on his face and his arms. And in fact, if you look at the videos, it tells you the time. It's within an hour. There's also a video where people say they missed a lot of what was going on. And it basically said these guys, within an hour of the buildings coming down, were explaining how Osama was involved and how the fire made the buildings come down. In other words, they had a pat answer for everything within an hour.
Sure. Oh, yeah. It was all packaged and ready to go. Yeah.
And so they had the people, you know, believing all this stuff within a short period of time. And there's one guy in particular that worked for Giuliani. He also did work for some drug companies having to do with, the guy's name is Jerome Hauer.
Yeah.
H-A-U-E-R. I don't know if you're familiar with him or not.
Oh, yeah. You know, Giuliani's fingerprints are all over this thing, and the fact that he's selling himself, well, I mean, Bush did the same thing. You know, they had the RNC there in New York. It was so disgusting, playing on 9/11. To get reelected when they're the ones that orchestrated the whole thing. It's just absolutely disgusting. But, you know, that's how tyrants work.
Well, you know, I mean, I look at the squibs. When you see the explosions before, as the building goes down, you can see squirts coming out of the side of the building. You know, those puffs of smoke.
Yeah, and it's laughable because the defenders of the official bunk will tell you that, oh, that's due to pressure from the collapsing tower above, forcing debris out below. I mean, listen how ridiculous this is for many reasons. First of all, the squibs are seen shooting out pinpoint holes, you know, out one localized spot, one window.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you see these squibs shooting out all the way around the whole floor And why is it that sometimes these squibs are seen shooting out 50 and even 60 floors below the point where the crumbling is taking place? Way down. No windows in between. Just way down there, you know, 60 floors below the point where the crumbling is. No. That's not from pressure from above. The only pressure from above is Washington.
You know, also Dr. Stephen Jones is going to even the Building 7, and he's found evidence of thermite.
Oh, sure, yeah, and he, you know, now
and actually he takes a microscopic,
right,
you know,
yeah,
electron microscope and looks at it and
the little
sees
spheroids.
It, you know, under a microscope,
yeah.
And it's like it's.
By the way, coming back to the squibs thing, I got to mention this too. There were squibs shooting out of Building 7.
These squibs
were seen coming out of the top 6 or 7 floors or so, which is particularly astonishing because that building crumbled from the base. They certainly cannot use the excuse, well, it was pressure from above pushing down, when the building wasn't crumbling from the top. So what caused the squibs in Building 7?
Well, you know, another thing is fire does not make big, huge clumps of steel going hundreds of yards in all directions.
Yeah, and have the entire contents of the buildings pulverized into dust so that you don't see any pieces of desk, chairs, sinks, toilets.
Yeah, fire does not cause concrete to pulverize.
Yeah, yeah.
And not only that, the temperature, they got that those guys that I've seen them do thermite, the MythBusters.
Yeah.
One show they did some thermite, and just completely destroyed. They had to run in all directions. It was so because it gets up to over 3,000 degrees.
Well, you know, here's another significant point too: the carpeting. Every one of those 110 floors in both those buildings had carpeting.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see carpeting. Carpeting is very durable, very tough, very rugged.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to break and crack like cement would do.
It
certainly isn't going to pulverize from a collapse.
Right.
The carpeting is going to remain relatively intact. You don't find any carpeting anywhere.
Right. Well, you know, but from a scientific point of view, I've never really seen anybody go ahead and say and actually take it, other than those guys, take some actual kerosene, which is what jet fuel is, burn it, and take with the temperature gauge, show the exact temperature in the open air, what it will reach, the highest it will reach, and turn around and take steel and see what the temperature of steel will melt or even become weak at, and then you have scientific evidence that shows that kerosene or jet fuel cannot weaken or damage steel.
Yeah. Well, that's already been explained by the experts at the NIST. They assure us that the temperatures rose from 800 degrees to 2,800 degrees inside the pile because of flammable materials. Now, I know your attempts to try to reproduce that won't work, but that's because on 9/11, the laws of physics were suspended by Allah, you see.
Well, you know, but you understand my point.
Yeah.
You know, and also I mentioned to some guy in a local program, I said, why don't you just get an old building that's going to be demolished anyway before they put the demolition in, run a plane into it, and then and make the mass media think it's another attack, and then right after that, 24 hours or 48 hours later, look, the building's still standing.
Yeah.
You know?
There's never been an instance of, and even the FEMA admitted that, there's never been an instance of a high-rise falling because of fires.
Well,
in Madrid,
Spain, they had that building that stayed up
37 stories,
like 30 hours worth of
hours.
Fire,
and
it was still standing with that big, huge crane on top of it.
Yeah, some of the steel, bent a little bit, warped, but did not fall.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I appreciate it. I just wanted to make sure I got it. PALTALK.com.
Yep, that's it.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, hope to catch you on there later.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna sneak around, search around, see what I can find. Maybe some new stuff besides. It sounds like you're pretty up on what's going on.
Yeah, I've been studying this for quite some time. Wrote a book on it.
Oh, really?
It's just obvious, you know, what we're dealing with here. Yeah, it's at lulu.com. I don't know if you ever heard of that, lulu.com. It's an excellent resource for authors. Not just authors, but people love to read. There's a lot of books on there that you're not going to find anywhere else.
Well, you know, the reason I found you guys is because I got interested in Edna Elaine Brown.
Oh, okay.
And whatever reason, I don't know if I typed it in Google or whatever, all of a sudden it came to Republic Broadcasting, and then I've been listening to
Oh, cool.
That updates every day to see how they're
doing.
Yeah,
well, his show is on right after mine, actually.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm in Central Time, and it's Eastern Time, but I've been listening, and sometimes I can't catch it, so I listen to the rebroadcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And because of that, I started listening to you guys the rest of the day, and I said, this is even better. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah. Got a lot of great shows on RBN, definitely.
And it's like that stuff that I would not hear anywhere else.
I was just going to say, yeah, except on Fox. You know, Fox always keeps you informed.
Oh, well, yeah, of course, yeah. Rupert Murdoch, is he Jewish?
Yeah, well, he's a Zionist, let's put it that way.
Well, right? You can be a different denomination, but if you're a Zionist, that means you're into, the neocon kind of thing.
And he's a major supporter of Hillary Clinton, by the way. So much for bipartisanship and the Dems are going to save us kind of propaganda, you know?
I mean, at first I said, it'd be great we have a woman president, and I started hearing what she was saying. And I said, no.
No, the Clintons, both of them, were sold out to this agenda a long time ago, which is why Bill got in office in the first place.
Well, I mean, he sold a bunch of secrets to the Chinese and Walmart.
Well, sure. He's a traitor. Yeah, he created the WTO, which has been completely trashing our economy, and now it continues to flourish under Bush.
Well, you know, Walmart is taking over, and guess where Walmart started?
In Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Yeah, sure.
And where's Bill Clinton from? Arkansas.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, how much manufacturing is left in this country that's already been taken and sold bit part by part to who's going to teach the younger people if there's no manufacturing in this country? It's crazy.
But we're very grateful over here in Bombay to your Americans. You have sent many of your germs over here.
Yes, but we will tell you everything for half price. It will be good for you. Very good. You will all be happy, and we will all progress. Yes,
it's treason. Absolute treason.
And people think there's a difference between Republican and Democrat. They're all bought out. To me, lobbyists, all they are is bribers.
Yeah.
It's bribery.
That's what it is. Legalized, quote unquote.
Legalized
bribery, yeah.
Bribery and war is legalized murder.
Yep.
You know, and people don't understand, and they call themselves Christians, and they say, well, you know, I call them.
Hey, let's add this. Taxation, as far as income tax, is legalized extortion.
Well, that, you know, I've been looking at Aaron Russo's film.
Yeah, the banking system is legalized counterfeit.
I mean, it's crazy. And then he also talked about Nick Rockefeller telling him 11 months ahead of time that this event's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. And people think, wow, they're prophetic.
Wow. They're like, what, has he got a crystal ball, you know?
Pathetic is more like it.
Because they're
part of the inside crowd planning it.
Well, so, yeah, CFR, Council on Foreign Relations. He wanted him to join and all this. You saw that video, didn't you?
Which one?
If you go and you type Aaron Russo.
Oh, sure, his video. Yeah, we sell it here at RBN, actually.
Yeah, well, Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and when I saw that, I said, oh. And Rockefeller sounds like a Muslim name to you, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, anyway, you know, I was able to get some of my stuff off my chest, you know, on your show, so I appreciate
that. Yeah, appreciate you. Thanks for your call. Call anytime.
Okay, Charlie.
Take care, man. Yeah, interesting stuff, guys. I tell you, there is a renaissance taking place in this country. There is a grand awakening. And the Bush regime knows that, of course. That's why they're trying to whip up the propaganda machine all the more. But you know what? I'm glad they're doing it, because the more they do it, the more they expose themselves as the liars that they are. The more they try to lie to people and cover up their activities, the more obvious they're making it look what they're doing. I mean, here's the Pentagon. Just the other day, I was mentioning this to Chalmers Johnson earlier, hiring a CBS reporter to give them a facelift, you know, to make them look good. Notice, the Pentagon isn't doing anything to change its the public perception about its image by changing its policies. Oh, no. We won't have any part of that. They fully intend to continue. In fact, they're going to whip into higher gear what they've been doing if they have anything to say about it. But all they're interested in doing is window dressing. You know, put another coat of paint on that pile of horse droppings so it looks nice and pretty pink. And spray that industrial-strength Lysol so it smells palatable. Give me a break, folks. Look at it for what it is. Horse droppings. Anyway, I had a bunch more news items. I don't think I'm going to get around to too much more today. But anyway, let me just go through a few more things here. Blair rejects 7-7 inquiry calls. Imagine my surprise when I read that headline. Yes, there's a lot of suspicion in England now over what did happen on 7-7 for good reason. And here's Blair squelching inquiry calls. Now, gee, where did I hear of something like that happening before? Memory fails me, but I have that deja vu feeling. I'm sure it's happened over here. Oh, come on, guys. Bush and Ashcroft and Condoleezza and Cheney, the whole lot of them were constantly hounding Congress just after 9/11 not to launch an investigation into the attacks. This is going to take away manpower from the war on terror. So we got to focus all our energies there. We don't need an investigation. We already know what happened. Oh, give me a break. You know, when they squelch investigations, what does that tell you? Tells you they've got something to hide. Of course, everybody should know by now that 7-7, just like 9/11, was an inside job. Give me a break. I mean, the guy who was fingered as the head of that whole operation actually was an MI6 agent. He was arrested by U.S. officials 2 weeks before the attacks. They got a call from MI6, let him go. A week later, he's in Pakistan. Again, MI6 officials, let him go. A week later, there he is in London with the attacks. Give me a break. Stick with us, guys. Be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back to this final segment of Truth Hurts Radio for today, June, 26th, 2007. Unbelievable. We only got 4 days left of the month of June. Wow, man, where does it go? This year is half over, guys. Unbelievable. But anyway, that means only a year and a half left of the Bush regime. All right! My heavens, can we survive that long? Or is it a year and a half left? You know, all I gotta do is stage another phony event, and we might never see the end of this regime. Oh, I don't know, man. It's scary stuff. Anyway, another headline. Ebola-like virus killing fish in Great Lakes. This came out a few weeks back. What in the world? I don't suppose that has anything to do with the fact that the U.S. has been investing, the Bush regime has been investing $10 billion a month in biological warfare research. No. I mean, it's not like they're interested in controlling the population by poisoning them or anything like that. No. Their documents don't say such things. In fact, their documents tell us how much they love us and want to improve our life for us. And, you know, to prove that point, just look around you. Look at our economy. It's booming. You know, it's not like they lie us into wars and stuff like that, right? Right. Sure. Just ask your local neocon. They'll tell you. Ask Halliburton. Hey. Now, if you want to be convinced how wonderful George Bush is, just call Halliburton. They'll tell you. They'll convince you. Barbara Walters. Oh, I love this one. Regarding the, you remember the dancing Israelis on 9/11? She said, not that there's anything wrong with that. She actually made that statement, guys. This is about a month ago. Somebody was asking her about, you know, these dancing Israelis in the white moving van across the bay as the towers were burning. They're cheering in the streets, dancing, celebrating. And she says, not that there's anything wrong with that. Oh, Barbara. My. You know, if those were Muslims and they arrested them and tortured them, that would be fine. But, you know, these Mossad agents can dance and cheer as the towers burn. That's A-OK. You know, I wanted to make another comment about 7-7 real quick. Again, to further prove that was an inside job. The evening of 9-11 on the BBC, some of you probably already know this, but they interviewed a guy named Peter Power. He used to work for Scotland Yard. He's now a contractor. He works with the British government to help set up training exercises, you know, for terrorist drills and whatnot. The evening of 9-11, he's telling the BBC, he says, you know, it was the darndest thing, but this morning we were conducting terrorist drills that involved bombs that were to be set off, and the actual bombs that were going off in the exact same place at the exact same time as the terrorist drills, and I had the hair standing up on the back of my neck. Think about it, guys. This is the cover they use. They conduct terror drills while the real terrorist attacks that they're orchestrating are going on. It provides a cover and prevents emergency response teams from giving the proper response because they don't know what's going on. They don't know if it's real or fake. The same thing happened on 9/11. They had a total of 8 drills going on, the biggest of which, of course, was Vigilant Guardian, in which they had fake blips on the screen, and ground control workers didn't know if they were watching real hijacked planes or not. This is the little cover game that they play. Oh, but I'm sure it's just coincidence. Right. Yeah. Again, it's just the power of Allah at work. Yeah. All right, guys. Join us tomorrow. We get John Kottmeyer from Save a Patriot Fellowship coming on, talking about the fraudulence of the phony income tax, so-called income tax. He's going to give us the lowdown and the showdown of that one. You don't want to miss it. Stick with us, folks. We'll see you tomorrow. Yeah, you too, man. Enjoy the rain. Oh, that's cool. There you go. Yeah. Yeah, it's humid here, man. So. All right, see you tomorrow. Days grow shorter, yeah, bye.
It's true. Gold.